We now focus on the Supreme Court ruling, or the fact that the Supreme Court is to reach a verdict on the Sheikh Jarrah expulsions. Joining us is a resident of Sheikh Jarrah in the West Bank, Palestine, Reem Hamad. Reem, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, ahlan. Thank you for having me.
Shukran.
Thank you very much.
Shukran, jazakillah khair for joining us. Can you perhaps begin by updating us on today's court proceedings? What was the outcome of the Israeli court ruling on Sheikh Jarrah that took place late this afternoon?
Okay. First of all, today's Supreme Court hearing took over 2 hours, and they finally didn't yet reach a decision. We have 2 to 3 days for them to give us the final decision. But they're proposing they take the names of the third generations of the people who are living in the houses, and after those the third generation passes away, then the settlers take over the homes. We are definitely against that because we believe these are our homes, and we know these are our homes. We own them. We can't do this. We can't be protected tenants or any other thing other than being the owners. So we're waiting. We have 2 to 3 days to see what their final decision is going to be.
Yes. With this ruling and with the entire predicament in Sheikh Jarrah, how many Palestinians or Palestinian families stand the possibility of losing their homes?
We have 28 units. That's over 550 people, individuals, including, children and elderly. So that's, a lot of people.
Yes, it is certainly a lot of people. Perhaps you could begin by breaking down to us, what is at the core of the case and what has brought us to the point where we are. Under what pretext have the Israeli court ruled that the home should be taken away from the Palestinians?
Well, it's because due to the, different settler organizations that claim that they own the land that the houses are built on. We were given the houses by the UNRWA and the Jordanian government, and we were promised by the Jordanian government to have those houses in our names within 3 months of moving into the houses. That never happened, which, gave strength to the settlers to try to take over and claim that this land is their land. And even though that's what they claim, we have all the documentation and we have all the proof that proves that these homes are built on Palestinian-owned land, and these homes are our homes, and the settlers, whoever their organization is and whoever their leader is, have no right whatsoever. They're fabricating documents. They're trying to seduce financially provoke people in the neighborhood, but no one is giving in, alhamdulillah. So yes, and that itself proves that they know that it's not their land and they want to take over it by force. And that's why they're trying to provoke financially people to give them money to see if they would be, they would give in and they would want the money instead of the land. But that's not happening. And that itself is just letting the people know that, yes, we have it's our right, and that's why we're getting offers for it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Now, protest that started earlier in this year in May, and that was all surrounding the Sheikh Jarrah situation, and that then spread to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and then eventually led to 11-day bombing by Israel and Gaza. So this has been a huge issue. In recent days, we haven't seen much news coming out of Sheikh Jarrah. What has the situation been like? Has things been slightly calm, or is it just that the news hasn't focused on the situation?
Well, we've been under siege for quite a while now, and that's why we were not having as many demonstrations as we'd like. Supporters are not being able to come into the neighborhood. Even right now, the Sheikh Jarrah, the neighborhood is like a military base. There's a lot of soldiers, a lot of police, and no one is allowed to enter. Residents are being checked to, when they get in. And even when we have demonstrations, they're only allowed to have the demonstrations on the main street. And then they quickly, the Israeli soldiers, come in and, separate and scatter all the demonstrators using the skunk water and the bombs. And even one day my dad was hit on his back with a sound bomb. Yes, I know that the situation has calmed down a little bit. There's not much demonstrations, and that's also due to having the issues in Silwan as well, in east of Jerusalem. So people are not just focused on Sheikh Jarrah. There's other places in Jerusalem that are facing the same thing as Sheikh Jarrah is facing, and even maybe worse than Sheikh Jarrah. But I think Sheikh Jarrah got the focus because of the social media and all the intense live videos that's been coming out from all those social platforms. So that gave it maybe a bit of more attention than other places. But hopefully, things come back like they were before, and we won't leave our homes and we will stay in our neighborhood.
Yes, that is certainly our prayer and our dua for the residents of Sheikh Jarrah, that you do not lose your homes and that those homes are, as is rightfully the case, it be given to you and you be given the documentation to prove that, and that this issue can be settled for once and for all. Shukran for the update this afternoon. Your time appreciated on Radio Islam.
Thank you so very much for keeping up with the case. Thank you so very much. We appreciate that.
Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahlan. Alaykum assalam.